سعادة، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters, Islam, سعادة. سعادة is happiness. Is located in two verses in Quran only. Chapter Hud, chapter 11, verse 105, verse 108. And in here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about the day of happiness and the place of happiness. The day of happiness and the place of happiness. When you read in Islam the ahadith and all what is reported, you find the happiness coming from contentment. The more you content, the more you have happiness. The more you content, the more you have happiness. The more you thank Allah, the more you have happiness. The more you give, you have happiness. The more you take care about the other, you have happiness. The more you elevate your soul in a journey of Iman, you have real happiness. And the ultimate happiness, when Allah give you a good ending and lead you to the destiny, the resident of happiness forever, Jannah inshaAllah, with whom you love, the real love, the love for infinity, not the fake love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate our soul and decorate it with contentment, thanks, to be united for Allah, to be good for Sabilillah, to elevate the name of Allah, alleviate the suffering of other, and may Allah make us among those who gain the final and the real happiness forever, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. And by the way, this message is related to another message. When you content, when you're thanking Allah, when you be busy for Sabilillah, all these diseases, it will not show up. It will not be exist. Because you will be the opposite. You will be a giver, calm, peaceful. Try to be good. Try to think about other. You think about not to pleasing yourself, but how to please other. How to be good for other. For Sabilillah, not for your soul, not for yourself. Forgive me, I said for your soul. No. The selfish people, the greedy, they do not feed their soul. They feed the body. If you feed your soul, you feed it with dhikrullah. You feed it with closeness to Allah. You feed your soul with being, try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with what He wants. The pleasing your soul and elevating your soul and feeding your soul with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do, with what Rasulullah sallam advised you to do. But today what we do, we feeding our belly, we feeding our nafs until our soul become bankrupt. And this why we become with charge very soon. We have no patience. We have no vision. We do not initiate goodness. And every goodness has to be according to me. And no unity. No unity of goodness at all. May Allah save us. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this coming from Basira, from Nur, from wisdom, when Allah wants to give it to you. And when you do all this, Allah will decorate you with the quality. By this way, if you do good deed, or you're trying to do good deed, and is not reflecting in your manner and your quality, something wrong with you. Something deep wrong with you. Something wrong with your intention. Because good deed has a sign of acceptance, humble, humility, love Allah, go down, do more, love to do more. You're becoming zahid in this dunya. This dunya doesn't mean nothing. You will not think about feeding yourself, you will think about feeding other. Caring about other. And this applied to every moment and everywhere. And you will be a dhakir. You remember Allah. You do tasbih. You're thanking Allah. You are drowning in thanking Allah. And when you do that, Allah will decorate you with the quality. And this quality will show up on you. Don't blame nobody except yourself. May Allah decorate us with the quality beloved to Allah wa Rasuluh. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the happiness of this life and hereafter. Fulfill all our affair and our need in this life and hereafter. And take care about us and fill our heart with richness. And again, you remember the hadith? Go back. How I can fill my heart with richness? Only one condition. If I aim and think only about Akhirah, not me, not my apartment, not my vacation, not my life. No, no. Dunya will come. But Akhirah, we have to do mujahada. We have to struggle first. Struggle. Imagine, struggle and sacrifice. May Allah allow us to decorate ourselves like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and the rest of the companion and be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. This is not a talk. This is not a link. No. This is a struggle. We have to go through it. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.